Jordan.
Bring it. We told you yesterday that Chris Brown was released from jail early. He's walking the main streets of Los Angeles, and he said he's ready to get back to the music. He hopped on Twitter. We said it would happen. Mm-hmm. We're like, how come he hasn't tweeted anything yet? He said he's back to the music and the fans. He also said thank you to God, and he said he's humbled and blessed. Breezy is not completely out of the woods. He's still facing an assault charge for that incident that happened in D.C. So no word yet on when he has to go back to court for that. Remember, that was when he flew from L.A. to D.C. It took him like 6 days to get there.
I like this guy a lot. But the thing is that we've heard this before.
Yeah.
We've heard this before.
But he's never been in jail this long, though, City.
I'm just saying that we've heard these apologies before. So
yeah, you're right.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Ja Rule is opening up about his upcoming reality series. It's called Follow the Rules. In an interview, Ja Rule explains that he is ready to start shooting this. The series already started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes that it's going to air really soon, like within the next season. So will you watch?
Here's the thing. I think that we're going to hear him doing something crazy, so people will watch. No, I won't.
Really?
I think that it's going to take you watching an episode or two.
And then coming in here hyping
and
it up.
And hyping, then like I'm going to watch it, and then I'll probably see it on like the rerun or something.
I ain't going to watch it.
You're going to watch it.
You're right. V. Studiano, who was Donald Sterling, L.A. Clippers owner, side chick,
mm-hmm.
She was in New York over the weekend, and she was going to sit down with Anderson Cooper on Sunday. Well, she and her friends were hanging out, and she got separated from them going back to her hotel. And she says that two men attacked her. She said they knew exactly who she was, started calling her the N-word, and people tried to come over there to break it up and tried to, you know, get the two guys who did it. She went to the doctor. She said the right side of her face was really red, and she's very scared for herself. But she hasn't filed a police report yet, but she does plan to. But she's like, I'm not going to be intimidated. I have a story to tell. I'm not going to be intimidated.
Why are we still even talking about her?
I think that's interesting, though, that people are like, you know, and they were calling her the N-word.
Well, my thing is, do you think Donald Sterling has somebody?
Because I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know who would be mad at her.
There's two sides to every story. So not everybody is in agreement with, you know, some people may feel like, you know, he lost his job because of her.
He got $2 billion. He got $1.9 billion.
I'm just saying.
If I'm gonna get $1.9 billion, Misty, please make up something about me. Please, baby, please.
Please record you, huh?
Please record me off. No, don't. Nah, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Don't record me off here. Never mind.